Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, I want to share some ideas with you. I picked these ideas up from a success story on success.com, and it's called The 10 Principles of Self-Made Billionaires, with a B. Much larger than a millionaire, much more effective as far as making money and being successful in business than a millionaire, because there's 1,000 million to a billion. Much, much larger. And I don't think most people understand that. You know, when you sit there and you think about, I want to be a millionaire, you go, well, there's 1,000,000 to a million. And that first one's hard to make. But that second million is only simply making 100% return on the first million. And now you got 2 million. And if you can double that again, you got 4 million. You double that again, you got 8 million. But how the heck do you get to 1,000 million, which is a billion? Well, this article lays out principles that they believe that billionaires possess and live by. And so I wanted to go over it with us today and spend some time on it and reflect back to myself the things that I've done correctly and incorrectly in life and things I've seen other people do correctly and incorrectly, and you can really see what the difference is. So let's start with number one, principle number one, simplicity of purpose. Great concept. It says billionaires are billionaires because when they went about building an empire, they were hyper-focused on a specific objective. All their effort and energy was dedicated to pursuing that clearly defined purpose. Then he goes on and makes an example. Henry Ford wanted to democratize the automobile and make it available to everyone. Bill Gates wanted a PC in everybody's home. And Steve Jobs wanted to put the power of computing inside a phone and make it painfully easy to use. It goes on and says, when we look at the whole of these goals, they seem massive, imposing, and yet can all be stated in a single, easy-to-understand sentence. Wow. That's so true. So I started thinking about my life, started thinking about, you know, when I made the greatest strides in my life. And I started thinking about the people that don't make very large strides in their life and started trying to put that into context in this principle. And I remember when I was a little fat kid, the only thing that mattered to me in life was to become a bodybuilder, to get into shape. Morning, noon, night, focus. Every day, diet, exercise. Looking at pictures, paying attention, reading articles, anything I could get my hands on, consume, until one day I became a successful bodybuilder. From a fat kid, from a body that was never intended to be anything more than a fat blob, turned myself into a bodybuilder, a competitive bodybuilder. That was a singleness of focus that accomplished that. Later, when I decided that I wanted to retire, I started focusing on buying single-family houses. I focused on it to the point where I learned everything about how to buy them, how to finance them, how to manage them. And I spent all my time doing that until a very short period later, I was able to retire. And that's all my focus was on. I didn't do the stock market. I didn't do day trading. I didn't do multi-level marketing. All those things were offered to me or tried to be sold to me as concepts. But I focused on one thing. Single-family houses. Later, when I decided to do apartment complexes, I decided I had to give up houses to do apartment complexes. I had to focus on multifamily housing. It was important. If I was going to be successful at it, I had to consume it. I had to have one-minded focus. And I set up a goal to have 500 units. Now I see that that goal was very, very small compared to what can be accomplished. But at that time, you know, I had like 100 houses, 100 units. To have five times that, to me, was where I needed to be. When I started Lifestyles, the basic concept is that every human being out there should have the opportunity to look at the options available to them to become wealthy and retire in 2 to 5 years. 2 to 7 is what I used to say. Now they've got it down to 2 to 5 because we're so much more successful at what we do. And so we sit here and you think about this. That's all I've cared about for 28 years. I had people try to get me to go off and have a mortgage company. And we piddled with having a mortgage company. No. It's taken me away from what my goal is in life, to help people retire. I like that saying, we're going to retire everyone, one person at a time. That's my only focus in life, is to help you retire. I don't have a boating hobby. I don't have a motorcycle hobby. I don't have any other hobbies. My hobby is helping you. And that's what I think it takes to be successful. I talk to people that have 15, 20 different things in their life that's important. None of them important enough to be good at it, but all of them important enough to take away their time and change their approach, their theory to life, their outlook, use up their resources. I see people that have no focus at all. I've actually run into people and spoke to people and said, look, what do you want to do with your life? I don't know. You don't know what you want to do with your life? How are you ever going to accomplish anything if you don't even know what it is you want to accomplish? They become wandering generalities. They know a little bit about many things, but nothing about anything important. And you wonder why these people end up where they end up. Well, it's pretty obvious. I question this. Why is it some of you have listened to this radio show now for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 years and still not done anything? What is it you're focusing on in life? If you have the inclination to listen to this show, why have you not got up off the couch and done something about it? What are you focused on in life becomes the important point. Somewhere along the way, you have to ask yourself, what am I focused on? Right? The second principle that they stand by is simplicity of plan. Billionaires are not known for having highly detailed, highly elaborate plans. Herb Keller, founder of Legacy Low-Cost People Moving Southwest Airlines, didn't use complicated numbers or ingenious technical secrets to turn the airline industry on its head. Its plan for Southwest was to follow three tenets. Number one, get the wheels up and get the wheels down. Number two, have fun while you're doing it. Number three, embrace being the low-cost airline. My company has the same type of philosophy. 100% customer satisfaction. Total integrity and total sustainability. If you can satisfy your customers, you have 100% customer service satisfaction. Now, see, Dell, that's impossible. There's got to be somebody that's not satisfied. Yeah. And they're not our customers. Our customers that stay with us are 100% satisfied. The people that are not satisfied, they wander away. Because it's not mandatory for you to do this. This is something you have to want to do. Number two, integrity. We're constantly battling with integrity. If I tried to sell you 15 different things, if I sold my database to other people, there'd be no integrity. Right? Integrity is doing the right thing when no one is looking. And I believe in total integrity. When I was a bodybuilder, the integrity was, could you stay on the diet when people weren't around, when no one was watching? Would you work out even when no one else showed up? Did you have integrity? Did you do the right things when no one's looking? And last one is total sustainability, which I think is wrapped up integrity also, because how the heck can you say that, hi, I'm a multi-millionaire, retired in 2 to 5 years, and yet I'm working like a dog for Dell. The idea is you don't work for me, you work with me, and you do it in your spare time. Totally sustainable for a long-term approach to keep you guys with great mentors helping you. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about 10 principles of the self-made billionaire. This is an article came out by Success. I think it's got some pretty good points here. We're going to like to rally around them and see what we think of them. We're on point number three, or principle number three, limit what you tolerate. Billionaires limit what they tolerate. It sounds callous, but it's actually brilliant. Folks, this is the first thing I ever learned as a youth that made the biggest difference in my life ever. I read a book called Pulling Your Own Strings by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and it was the most brilliant book I'd ever read up to that point in my life, because what it explained was everybody out there in this world wants a piece of you. And if you allow people, all of them around you, to have a piece of you, there's nothing left of you for you. There's nothing left to succeed with in life. And so you have to start taking people out of your life. It's one of those terms called addition by subtraction, getting rid of people that are a problem in your life. You know, there's obvious ones. Employees are probably some of the most obvious there are. You've got employees that are lazy. You've got employees that are problematic in your environment as far as, they're creating problems and hassles with people all the time. I had those people in my company. And for the longest time, I just didn't have what it took to get rid of them. I guess laziness or fear or just maybe not even wanting to be the guy that had to fire somebody. But once and every time we got rid of one of these bad people, the company grew. In fact, grew rapidly. What am I saying? I'm saying by getting rid of somebody, the company got better faster. Isn't that amazing? Not by adding somebody good, and adding somebody good does help, but adding somebody good can't possibly make the difference of taking away somebody that's holding you back. Adding a few more horsepower to the engine is nowhere near as powerful as getting rid of the 4-ton rock that's dragging you down. Get rid of the rock, then worry about the engine. Think about this. This one's hard. I know, you know, I talk about things that nobody wants to talk about, so I understand that I irritate a lot of you, but why is it that 90%, and I make that number up, you give me a number you feel comfortable with, 75% of men send jokes out to all of their friends about how miserable it is to be a husband. This is a common belief system, guys, gals. You know it is. I get email jokes every single day from people who are married who are sending out emails about how miserable it is to be married. How can you spend your entire life with somebody maybe you shacked up with when you were young, got a baby? And now this person who is turned into a monster is destroying your life, and you won't leave them. You won't break up with them. You're staying with them. Why? See, this I don't understand. I've talked to many divorced people, and it's always interesting. They say, yeah, I just lost about 200 pounds. Wow, that's wonderful. What was his name? Because you get rid of that 200 pounds, you've got rid of a lot of problems in your life. And vice versa, women also. I just don't see why people don't get that. They don't tolerate. Billionaires don't tolerate incompetency, laziness, slothiness. I ask yourself all this time. I've been asked this for 30 years. What day was it that you woke up and said, it's all right to wear lime green polyester stretch pants? What day was it okay to go from 130 to 150 to 200 as a lady that's only 5'2", 5'4", 5'6", doesn't matter what it is? What day? When did you wake up and go, it's okay that I look like crap? It's okay that I cut all my hair off? Now, I'm really pissing a lot of people off. But if you're sitting out there, you do nothing to make yourself look, your appearance to look nice. You don't take care of yourself. You're slothy. Then why should anybody tolerate you? Billionaires don't tolerate social pressures. They're willing to embrace isolation, solitude. I guess that's what I'm talking about. I'm willing to embrace isolation and solitude by not allowing myself to be brought down by people around me that have negative attitudes, negative atmospheres. You have to be able to extract yourself. Sometimes you have to be able to not be a part of the friends group. You know, I'm on Facebook, and I use it for various reasons, to look people up, to remember somebody that I had made a connection with. Somebody emails me, I'll look them up and see who they are. But I don't really post too many things on, because I really found that Facebook has become a waste of time. Everything in life that is given freedom turns into politics or religion or both. And what is politics and religion? It's other people trying to tell you that you're not living the right way. But it's usually the people that are telling you this are the people themselves are not very successful. That's why they're telling you it. They don't want you to become successful, because that would destroy their image of themselves. So again, let's stop tolerating these people in our lives. Let's isolate ourselves from bad people so we can become successful. Principle number 4, absolute reliance on people. Wow, that sounds completely opposite. No, it's not. I said you get rid of the bad people. But if you're ever going to be successful, business is a team sport. Life is a team sport. You're going to need to have people around you. When I was by myself, I could have rent houses and take care of a few rent houses. But when I went up to apartments, I needed a staff. When I started Lifestyles, I needed a staff. When I grew Lifestyles, I needed a larger staff. When I grew Lifestyles even larger, I started needing not only a staff, I started needing middle management. Oh my God, nothing on earth could be worse than middle management. Middle management is completely useless, right? It does nothing. Product people produce product. Sales people produce sales. Middle management people produce headaches for the people that do the work. But even that, I couldn't keep growing unless I had middle management. Somebody had to make sure people showed up where they're supposed to show up, did what they're supposed to do. There's an absolute reliance on people if you want to be successful. How can you have a great life if you don't have a good spouse? How can you have a great life if your kids are a disaster? How can you be in shape if you don't have a mentor or a financial mentor or whatever? But you have to rely on other people, because there's not enough time in your day to accomplish enough to make you a billionaire. Maybe, just maybe, not even enough to make you a millionaire. So you got to start bringing some people into your life. That's important. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing the 10 principles of self-made billionaires. This is an article out of Success. And we're up to number five right now, which is absolute dedication to people, which is pretty much aligned with number four, which is absolute reliance on people. So, we take number three is get rid of the bad people. Number four, bring in the great people and lots of them. And number five, be dedicated 100% to them. Be dedicated to your customer. Be dedicated to your team. Be dedicated to your family. These are the dedications to people that you need to have so that people will want to stay with you in your life and continue to produce quality environments. I'm dedicated to my customers. That's all I ever talk about. It's 100% customer satisfaction. I'm dedicated to these radio shows, believe it or not, to get up every day and to do a radio show when you retired, 28 years ago. And a millionaire, you say, why do I get up and do this? I don't get paid to do this. You realize that? This is just dedication to want to get this information out to you so you guys can get out and do the same thing I did when I was younger. I have dedication to my employees. It's a funny thing. How many bosses ever tell you these two things? Number one, if you're still with me after 5 years, you've failed because you should have been a retired millionaire by then. And number two, if you work more than 40 hours a week, I'll fire you. Most jobs here are 20, some jobs are 30, some jobs are 40, but nobody works more than 40. And if you do, it tells me one of two things. It tells me either you don't know how to do your job and get it done in the right amount of time, or it tells me, number two, that you're wasting time. And either one of them is a good thing to do. I mean, you need your time. So dedicated to the customer, dedicated to the employees, dedicated to the family. These are the important things in life, people, dedication. Moving on, the next one is really, God, when I read this one, I about fell out of my chair because it went the opposite way I thought it was going to go. And I was saying, man, I'm not like that at all. This is just not me at all. And then when I read it, holy smokes, they nailed me. It goes, principle number six, rely on communication systems. Everyone knows that for your business to succeed, clear communication is essential. But over the years, I've had the chance to meet with many successful entrepreneurs, and most of them share surprising trait. They have trouble communicating. In fact, billionaires, the most successful entrepreneurs, tend to have the greatest difficulty. Man, that was me. That is me. People send me emails. You know what you get back? Yes, no, call me. I can't communicate. I cannot write letters. People ask me, why have you not written a book in 28 years ago? I can't write a book. I can't communicate that way. And what happens with me is that when I go to communicate with somebody, I can't cover up my feelings. Most people want there to be a communication where you bring yourself down and become very subtle and unemotional in the communication. I can't do that. I lose my mind on things. And probably the only reason I'm talking to you right? The only reason I'm talking to you, my communication style, is to tell you what the heck did you do and why. So you see, that's absolutely non-functional as a business owner. And I've had to put up with that for 28 years, this kind of communicational lack. I had it when I worked in corporate America for 12 years. Wamsley, what are you doing? Why are you saying stuff to people like that, right? It's just a terrible situation. I think of it this way. It's either there's no reason to tell you anything unless there's a reason. If there's a reason, it's probably pretty important, right? Now, get me. This is all wrong. I'm just telling you I fit this persona. And I have to talk about how I got over it. I love this story, though, by the way. A husband and wife were sitting in a psychiatrist's office, and the wife says to the psychiatrist, she says, the doctor asks her, what's the problem? She says, look, I've been with this man for 25 years, and since the very first day when we got married, not once has he ever told me he loved me since then. And the doctor looked at the guy and said, is this true? And he said, yes, sir. So, well, what's the problem? He goes, I told her I loved her, and if anything ever changes, I'll let her know. But beyond that, there's no reason to say the same thing over and over and over again. And you see, that's how I feel about life. Say it. Get it out there. Be emotional about it. But does that work? No. So what do you do? Here's what they said. What they do is succeed because they really rely exclusively on communication systems, not their own communication skills. All billionaires create ways to accurately track progress, measure results, and optimize performance. They understand the importance of being able to gain perspective through context, and they use systematic communication methods which are consistent and reliable. By doing this, they will fill in the gaps where their own abilities lack and create momentum. That's not what I did. What I did was I hired other people to talk for me. I guess it is communication systems. I stopped sending emails out to my employees because every time I did, they said it was like an atomic bomb. Like everybody would want to quit because I just boom, boom, just blew up. So I stopped sending emails. I stopped calling people. I started just relating everything to somebody else and say, okay, go take care of this. And eventually I got to the point where I realized that it was doing me no good to do those blow-ups. And I would just leave everything alone and let everybody else do all the communication, get everything done. I have to admit, though, every once in a while, I still lose it and blow up. But I try to do it now with a neutron bomb. You know what a neutron bomb is, right? It kills all the people, leaves all the buildings standing. In other words, I try not to have damage beyond where it is I'm trying to surgically extract some type of change. Whether it works or not, I say probably not. I'll take a zero on that one. Principle number 7. Billionaires require push communications. This one's kind of hard to understand, but basically what they're saying is billionaires don't have the time to go find things out. They expect people to send them the information they need. And they don't waste their time researching and studying and so on and so forth. I'm 100% with that. I'm a big picture guy. And sometimes people send me the wrong information. Sometimes they'll send me a 5-page email. And I'll read the first chapter of it and go, okay, now I know what they're calling me or what they're contacting me about. And I'll pick up the phone and go, you got something you want to say to me? Because I'm not going to read 5 pages of this stuff. I don't get into the details like that. I believe that you should be able to communicate in concise statements. In fact, the hardest thing for me when I first started getting on radio was learning that point. You know, I do 2-day-long seminar. I used to have a 4-hour seminar I gave also. And you get on the radio, you've got 5 minutes to get a point across between breaks. And if you don't get that point out there in that 5 minutes, it's over. You lost it. You lost the audience because the audience changes every 15 minutes, according to what radio people tell me. And if you don't make your point, you lose it. So it's very important, right, to get information pushed to you that is important information, not just a bunch of garbage, a bunch of details. I get emails every day from people sending me good stuff and wasteful stuff, bad stuff, wasted time stuff. And the reality is I don't have time to go on all the internets all over the world and all this stuff and read all these different articles. It's important that people send me stuff, especially stuff that's relevant to what we're talking about here on this station, on this show, and so forth. So push communications is very important. Be intentional with what you consume. Consumption in absence of intention is waste. Billionaires are incredibly intentional with their consumption of resources, and no resource is more thoroughly consumed than information. Typically, the information they need is relevant to the highly specific issue or discussion. If there isn't a need, billionaires tend to ignore information. I guess that's what we're just talking about. If it's not relevant, why even bother? It's just a waste. Stick with that. It goes back to the first one about having a very specific goal in life. Knowing exactly what it is you're out to accomplish is very, very important. I had a guy send me an email the other day. He said, you used to have a radio show where it was question and answer. And he goes, can you not put that format back online again? And I said, to the guy, I said, really? He says, you know, I listened to it for years. I love that format. And I said, great, let me ask you a question. Are you a member? No. Do you own real estate? No. Then what good did that format do for you? Think about that. If you've been listening to the show for years, what good has it done for you? Take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to Dell Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing 10 principles of self-made billionaires. We are now up to number 9, which is billionaires make decisions based on data and narrative. I think this is a really important one. Let's just break this down to two things. Yeah, maybe three. Start with business. Start with real estate. You can look up a piece of real estate, and we can crunch the numbers on it. And the numbers make a lot of sense. But never would you just go buy a piece of real estate 100% on the numbers. On the same token, you could have a narrative about a part of town, about a location, and the narrative might be that this place is absolutely perfect with potential. But you would never buy something simply by narrative. It takes both of those to make a decision in real estate. Yes, the narrative is this is a great opportunity, it's a great location, it's got great upside potential, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a great time, it's great financing terms. But then you got to sit down and look at the numbers and go, but do the numbers make sense? Does this calculate out to be a profit or a break even or a loss? So you need both of those narratives. I think the same thing is true when you look at your relationships. You know, I make this joke all the time. I said, you know, I just decided that I would not date a woman that weighs more than. Now, put a number in there. What number is a number that's too big for you to date? And consequently, should you then be married to a woman above that number? There is a physical number, a size, a shape, a color, a weight, something technical, poor, rich, alcoholic, athletic, non-athletic. And then there's a narrative. What about the person themselves? You know, you can meet the absolute greatest person in the world. The narrative is fabulous. But they waste money. They'll keep you broke the rest of your life. They have no ability to conserve. And they are broke. Everybody they know around them is broke because they hang out with people that think just like they do. And so you have people there that will never become financially successful. And when you end up with them, they will bring you down too. How do I know that? Why is the stronger person not able to uplift the bad person? It was explained to me this way once. Take a glass of water, put one drop of ink in that water. One drop. And you've ruined the whole glass. You can't extract the ink back out of the water. It's already polluted the water. And that's what happens in relationships. So you might have a technically perfect guy. Oh my gosh, is he handsome? He's chiseled. He's unbelievable. But he's just a loser. Right? All the technical things on the outside, he's just perfect. But when you get to the narrative, the guy's a loser. Or maybe even he's a loser because he messes around. He's so good looking that the narrative on him is he's a playa, right? He's a playa. He's a G. He's a gangster. So, which do you go by? Well, you go by both, obviously. When you're evaluating things in life, you need both the technical information and the narrative to make a good decision. And finally, number 10, be proactively transparent. I'm going to read this one because I don't even know what that means. Many people think of transparency as being the willingness to answer questions, but what separates billionaires from most people is their ability to proactively be transparent. Billionaires proactively communicate with intention to avoid misunderstandings and to eliminate the type of drag on their organization. They know that vague goals and unclear purpose can stop momentum in its tracks, so they don't wait for people to approach them with questions. They understand the importance of actively showing up and sharing they need with the people around them. Proactive transparency is vital because it ensures that the team understands the outcome and remains on the same page. It also increases confidence of leadership. You know, I'm going to take it one step further. Proactively transparent. People have said many times that the reason that I can get away with saying the things I get away with is because I tell everybody right up front. I'm very transparent when people ask me. In fact, part of my disclosure in my seminars is, hey, you know, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a CPA, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a real estate agent, I'm not a broker. I don't have a college degree. And I drink and curse like a sailor. So, well, Dale, why do you even say that? Doesn't that offend people? Probably offends some people. But if it offends them, they get that off their chest right away, and then they make a decision. I'm willing to be around a person like this gentleman because of what he can provide in my life as far as the information and the help necessary to get where I want to go, or I'm not. But by being transparent up front, people know what they get. When you get Dale Walmsley, you get Dale Walmsley. And I ask people all the time when they meet me, they go, man, I can't believe it. You're just like you are on the radio. You're no different. I go, what should I be? Should I be different? You know, we used to have a guy that did radio shows for us, and he wasn't that way. He would be on the radio, and everybody would go, boy, this guy's great on the radio. Then we'd meet him in person, he couldn't even talk. Right? And it just, I don't see that as a way to be successful in life. I think you got to be who you are and be really proactively transparent. Makes a lot of sense. Well, I hope some of this did you some good. And you can think about some of these things. I know myself, I cleaned up my act and got really excited yesterday because now I'm back working out again. I'm back healthy. I'm back ready to change my life. So go get out there, put some goals on a piece of paper, and let's make this thing happen. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you tomorrow.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.